Hey ladies, welcome back to the Audaciously Wild podcast. I am your host and founder, Andrea Williams. This week's episode will probably be one of my all-time favorite episodes because we are chatting behind the scenes of the Audaciously Wild conference and business training for Christian women coaches and service providers who are ready to package their expertise, position their brand with clarity and authority, and sell premium offers in the marketplace that scales to six figures and beyond. All of this is taking place June 26th through June 27, 2026 in Los Angeles, California. And so you guys can go and check that out in the show notes or go and visit us at www.audaciouslywild.org/conference. And so before diving into this episode, I want to first celebrate all of my audacious women, hey girl, in the marketplace who are returning back to the podcast, because this is probably I don't know how many episodes are we in so far. Like, this is our fifth episode and you guys been rocking with me. Like, I see all the comments that you guys send me, the text messages, like everyone's celebrating how this podcast is giving them ideas on what they can do to really step into the marketplace and to do it boldly, audaciously, fearlessly, and just like go out there and to do what God has called for them to do. Like, women are messaging me and telling me like, Andrea, I found my voice. I am healed to step into this. I am ready to make six figures. And you guys do not know how much that makes me just so excited. And so all of our new listeners here, I hope that that little short little piece gave you guys some of the enlightenment on the things that we talk about within this episode, and also some of the things that you can find within our programming, our social media account on Threads, and just to give you guys just a taste of what it's like. And so I'm excited to have you here because you have made this episode where we're talking about Audaciously Wow, the conference, your first episode. And so that is epic. And I'm super excited to have you here and to just hang with me for probably about like 20 to 30 minutes. And so the Audaciously Wow conference is officially 1 year away and I am just so excited. And so within this episode, we are talking about the mindset behind hosting our larger event, how I'm navigating through the planning process with a lean team and really still honoring the budget, the raw emotions behind seeing you women purchase your ticket, and what it really means for me. Like, it just means so much, okay? And so really how this event is different from other events, and talk a little bit about the branding, because I know that the girls love the branding, the ideal person, and talk about just the vision and what we're really envisioning behind the Audaciously Wild movement in the conference, okay? And so this going to point number one is that the mindset behind the conference is that I remember I sat at my desk, and I want to give you guys a little bit of backstory so that way you can understand where this mindset came from. I was sitting at my desk and I was reminded of this vision that I had in 2012 or 13. And within this vision, I went out searching for pictures that I saw within my head that I was going to take pictures at one day. And so here it is, June 2012 or 13. And I took pictures on Pinterest, took a picture from Pinterest on this vision that I saw. It's like I was going to be at this place taking pictures. And so here it is. I'm looking at this picture on my phone, sitting at my desk, going through my photo album. And I saw that same picture. And I realized within that moment that I was in the exact space that I envisioned in 2012 or 13. I was on top of this mountain in Malibu taking pictures outside at this beach. And what the Lord shared with me is that not to be afraid to dream big with God, because that vision that I had in 2012 or 13, I kept it saved in my phone because I said, one day I am going to take pictures on top of this mountain. I am going to take pictures. Like, it's going to happen, Andrea, just believe it. And here it is, 2023. I am on top of this mountain. And so we have been able to help our clients to make almost $600,000 in the marketplace, which is so epic because we are soon to step into $1 million in client revenue. And we have operated virtually for 5 years. And so as I was on my 12-month fast and I was in the bathroom curling my hair, the Lord pressed on my heart for me to host the host of conference, and the Lord said audaciously wild. On my heart, I was like, ooh, like I was speaking to God, like within my heart, I was like, okay, trying to get more details, and every detail the Lord gave to me that I was like, God, this is so epic. So as I stood in the bathroom getting all these downloads, I heard in my spirit to host a conference for 300 women. And so I was like, okay, God, that's where it kind of got a little foggy. And I was questioning on if I heard you, because at every turn, right? This is me now actively planning the conference. At every turn, I wanted to host a conference for 20 women, 50 women, 150 women. And so the doors were closing in my face. I thought I secured events, but they messaged me back saying, sorry, Miss Williams, we can no longer secure your reservation. And I was like, oh my gosh, why is this happening? Like, there should have been no reason why my reservations were getting canceled, because I followed everything at the walkthrough. Everything was perfect. And so I was so confused at why my reservations weren't going through. And so I laid in my bed, and it wasn't until I just had this thought, like, Andra, obey God at what God said. God said 300 women. And so as I laid in the bed, I thought about, okay, God, where should I go, right? Because I took off with it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to host a conference. I know God said 300, but let's see about 20. Let's see about 50 and 150. And those doors were closing in my face. And so I laid in my bed and I said, God, okay, I let your will be done. And so within that moment, the Lord dropped this event space name in my head, and I was crying. I was crying because I just knew that the Lord was going to make a way with the previous event space that I had. And he was just going to say, just ask them to double it, just double it, right? From 150 to double it now and ask for another 150. So it'd be 300. But the Lord said, no, go to a different space. And so I went to view this space, and I said to the person, the lady said to me, in order to secure this space, you need to have at least 300. And I said, okay, God. So I secured the space within 1 week. Everything went without a hitch. And so I was like, okay, it pays to be obedient, because I could have saved at least 6 months of me trying to get this door to open, pleading like, God, open this door, God, have it to be for me, right? Going on fast and prayers. And it's like, well, why would God even honor that when God didn't tell you to host a conference for 20 people? Like, God told you the amount that you wanted, that he wanted to be at this conference. And so it took me surrendering, right? And so at every turn, I wanted to do this conference within my own power. I said, God, I know I can bring 20 women. I know I can bring 50 women or 150, but 300, I don't know, God. So God reminded me again, God says not to be afraid to dream big, not to be afraid to dream big. So here I am dreaming big, being my best role model, and not being afraid to be seen failing at this goal, right? If failure happens, right? And I tell myself all the time is that I would rather be seen failing at a big goal rather than being so trapped into my own understanding and my own knowledge, instead of me just really believing in the boundless ability of God, right? I'm playing it safe. I'm doing what my human mind can comprehend and understand and really like know that it's possible. And so it's like, okay, God, this conference and this business training, that it is so big that you want 300 women to be inside of the room. And so I have to let go. And God says not to be afraid to dream big. And so I don't know who that is for, is that as you're listening to this, is that you may be in a state of where you're afraid to dream big, right? You are like, oh, I have been through disappointments. I have been discouraged, and I have experienced this and experienced that. So now I want to control it and contain what God can do, because God didn't honor such and such word back in the day. So God, I know that if I make this dream smaller, that you can do it, because I can do this in my own power, right? And so as I'm in this space of saying, okay, God, I'm going to have an event space for 300 women, and I'm going to dream big, not just with the amount of attendees, but I'm going to dream big when it comes to the outcome. And so what I said to God is that I want to catapult women into having 6 to 7 figure businesses in their marketplace from this event. Like, I want to collapse 12 months into one day, not 2 days, one day. And I want for women to know exactly what it takes in order for them to have a 6 to 7 figure business within the marketplace, right? And so that is big, because a lot of people, they'll give themselves 3 days, but I said, God, I want to give it one day. If you can create all of this within one day, if you can create, you know, the world basically in, and I know you, God did this over a course of time, but he laid that foundation within one day. And so I said, God, that same spirit that you had, let it rest upon this, where women will come into this conference and then we'll see sudden results, sudden transformations. We'll see women being catapulted and they'll have everything that they need within one day. One day, and then day two is really where we are amplifying everything we learned in 2 days and day one, and that everyone is sealing the deal, right? And so as I'm navigating through this space, is that we do not have a big team helping out with the conference. And so we have around maybe about 4 people. 2 of those people are like more volunteer when I need the additional help. And then we have 2 on staff. So it's 3, all of us together. And so navigating and hosting a conference for 300 people with 4 people on team, more so 3 people on team, has been a part of me really trusting in God and knowing, like, okay, God, you knew I would have these people when I decided to host a conference. It's not like all of a sudden I was going to hire more people, because that was the original plan. I had told myself that I was going to hire more people to help me. But then as I had the conversation with my team, it was like, you know, you have to really trust in God. You have to really trust in your expertise. And that's something that I want to take, that I want for you guys to take also too, was that you have to trust in your expertise. Trust in your expertise and know that the God that has gifted you, that you have everything that you need right now. And sooner than later, you'll have more than enough. And so I wanted to have this big team before I answered the call and say yes, because when the idea was first given to me, it took me a little bit of time to really get things in order. And so I wanted to have this big team to help me to execute. But God said, I am your strategist. So trust in me that I have already surveyed the space before I even sent you out to it. I have already prepared you. And so here we are planning it. And I remember God shared with me that I gave you 6 additional months to cover everything that you needed to cover. And so this could also be a little tip for you guys, is that to start a little bit earlier, right? Like, it is, I feel that for me, I have this mindset that I need to give myself a little bit more time than what I think that I need. And so some of the times, you know, the Lord may call you to host an event all within one calendar year. But for me, it was that God was gracious enough to give me 6 months before the conference, or to give me 6 months to prepare, right? And to not overextend the team that I have, because I have 2 people that help out, but it's only 3 of us. And so the Lord was kind enough to give me a little bit more time. And so I was just start praying. And I said, Lord God, the same spirit that rested upon Samson, where he was able to have divine ability, may that spirit rest on me. And so, God, we're planning this large event, and it's not that many of us on the team to have additional hands right now. And I said, God, just give me the divine strength to be able to scale this wall and not feel tired. And so that meant honoring the budget and saying no to whatever God says, hey, this isn't my bill, right? Because when you are in God's will, God have to provide for that, right? And so whatever I do not have, it's because God says that this was never in my will for me to take care of. Like, now you have to foot this bill. And so I have to say to myself, can this be something that I pay for? Do I have the financial means? Do I have the network? Do I have the time? Or I go through all these steps. And it's like, if I can't do it, it's not that I failed, because I feel like sometimes when we're planning events, or whether that's in person or online, is that we feel that we fail because certain things don't happen. the way that we plan it out to happen. And so for me, I had to realize, like, no, Andre, this is where stewardship comes into the play. This is where wisdom comes into the play, is that if you don't have it for this event, doesn't mean that you won't have it for the next event and the next event, right? And so I had to realize that, okay, God is going to foot everything within this conference. And if it's something that I want, then I now have to go over the budget. But I also have to be realistic that, hey, if you go over it, this means that you have to sustain it, right? And so I want you guys to leave with that too, because I know that a lot of you guys are planning events and you don't have a team of 80, right, to help out with things. It's like, you probably are doing a lot of the groundwork. You're probably doing the content, the marketing, and you may hire like a photographer, or you may hire a videographer, or you may hire people, or you may have contractors to come in to help you with certain things of your event. And that is okay. You know, I feel that once you plan something, there is a lot of details that will come up, but it's kind of like in this process too, of where you have to give yourself a little bit more time, as I said, because then you can start to build out processes and SOPs, and you can have your team meetings to go through the walkthroughs and to have backup plans when things don't work out the way that you wanted to. And so again, having a little bit more time is really God's grace, right? And not planning to do things. So if God told you to host a conference or to plan an event or to have a retreat, give yourself a little bit of time, because there is something that you may need to prepare a little bit more for. Not mentally prepare, but you may need to create SOPs and to have meetings and to do walkthroughs and to make sure that everyone know about their, you know, if you have speakers at your event, just do everyone can come to the briefing, so that way they know exactly their cue and when to get on and what to say. If there's going to be any presentation slides, like, so within the additional time that we have, like, we're able to go through a lot of the briefing, a lot of the details, a lot of the SOPs, to have our team meetings and to prepare to overlook the budget. But also from a more spiritual and mental side, is that I really had to be honest and say, hey, if you don't have it, it's because it's not God's plan. And I want for you guys to leave with that too, was that if you don't have it, it's not that it's not God's plan, but it may not be right now, right? And if it's not right now, then that is where you have to make that very conscious decision on, okay, God, I still want it. So God is like, okay, well, you find a way to make it happen. Like, this is no longer this is no longer up to me. You have to sustain it. And so I want to talk a little bit about the raw emotions from just seeing women purchasing their ticket and just really what it meant. So if you haven't purchased your ticket, then I this is kind of just going to just be for the ones that have purchased it. And it's kind of like, I want for you guys to be a part of that too. And so I remember that when the first ticket sale came through, I sat on the floor and I just cried like a baby. Like, I put it on Instagram. I was just crying. My eyes were red. And I just was like, wow, this is so amazing. I think it's amazing because it's kind of like, wow, the idea that God dropped in my spirit as I was curling my hair to see women to sign up to this. And around this time, we were just doing it just through email only. And so to see the women signing up for this, and the wording wasn't correct on the website, there was a lot of things that wasn't right, that wasn't added in. And so I sat on the floor and I just cried, because I was like, even with it being so imperfect as it was, that you're still so gracious and you're still so kind to send people to it. And so it was like this idea that you have, and it's like to see people to say yes to it, right? Like saying yes to it, because I remember when I first said yes to myself, and that was the other emotion that came up, is that women are saying yes. Women are saying yes. Women are saying yes to the dream that you have placed within them. And it wasn't so much about me. It was like, God, these women are saying yes. They're saying yes to what you want for them to have. And you have put me in a spot to be a leader and to help them to get to that spot. So God, like, give me the words to say. Give me what should I say? Like, I was almost like a kid, like when this emotion of when they open up something on Christmas and this like, wow, this is what I always wanted. And they don't have nothing to say, so they cry. Like, that's how I felt. It was like, God, I don't know what to say. These women have said yes, God, and you planted this within me, Jesus. And so I'm just so excited to be able to be the leader over it, because sometimes I feel that we can get into this process of where we're like, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do this. But for me, when I cried, it was like these women have said yes to themselves. And then also too, is that you have included me within that process, and I get to be a part of this process with you. That you could have used anyone to help to fulfill this mission of seeing your daughters to step into 6 to 7 figures in their brand, to learn how to unmute their voice and to step out there with clarity and boldness and to do this audaciously. It was like, God, you could have anyone, you could chose anyone, because I can give you a list of people that you could use, because I feel like these women are amazing. But God, you included me. You said, not only do I want for you to do this, but I want for you to be the leader of this movement and to help women. And so it was like, okay, God, like this has been just so surreal. Like, I think that's the words to say. Like, it's been surreal. I have no words to describe it other than a kid opening up a gift, or a mom being pregnant and she gave birth to her baby and she cries. It's like, I can't believe that this thing that was in me, I'm giving birth to it and I'm holding it. Like, I can literally hold this. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, this is so real. And so as I sat there, I was just like, okay, God, like, you hear me saying that so much, because I just was like, wow, this is so amazing that I can't believe that, God, you want for me to be a part of this. Through all of my insufficiencies, everything that once I felt like disqualified me, you're like, oh, I got the perfect person for this. And it was like, wow, God, you see me even in my mess, but yet you still called me, yet you still want for me to be a part of this. And I'm in awe. I cry and I have these raw emotions, not as a sign of where it's like people are purchasing their tickets and I can't believe it, but it's almost like, God, you see me, you love me, like you still call me, even though you see all of my weaknesses and all of the things that I could have done wrong. I mean, could have done right, but I didn't have the comprehension and the understanding to do it, but yet you still call me. And it's like, oh man, okay. Okay, God, yes. As these women are saying yes to themselves, I'm saying yes to me on a different spectrum, you know? And it's such a moment of like, this is so surreal. And so I just thank everyone who has purchased their tickets, and even the ones that are going to purchase it, because I know it takes time, right? It takes time to say yes to yourself. And sometimes, you know, it's like, I just want to make sure that I'm in a space of where I can do it, right? Sometimes it's like, there's all these emotions. Humans, we have all these emotions going through. And so I know that if you haven't purchased this go round or something, you know, you'll purchase at the next one or the next one, you know? So it's like, I cry, because not for the women that have said yes now, but the women that will say yes, and the women that will continue to say yes. And so it's much bigger than just a one-time ticket. It's like, this is so much bigger. So those raw emotions is like, God, you see me. I'm celebrating the ones that say yes. I'm celebrating the ones that will say yes, because I know that it may take a little bit of time. You gave me this vision. It took me 12 months of me sitting in your presence for me to say yes. So I know I need to give them time to say yes. And it's okay. It's okay if that yes ain't this time, but I'm going to continue to say yes to the vision, so that whenever they decide to say yes, that I'm already in position for them, right? And so that was some of the thought processes that was going through. And so to give you just a little bit of like the logistics side of things, as far as like, you're like, okay, Andrea, I know a little bit about, you know, the raw emotions and planning and, you know, the big vision of the mindset that you had to grab a hold of, but it's like, who is this event for? And so the Audaciously Wild conference and training is for, and I want for you to listen, because if you hear your industry, I definitely want to see you there. And so this is for business coaches and strategists, health, life, mindset coaches, anyone within the faith-based sector. So there may be some in there that don't necessarily identify as anything probably secular as business, right? There may be some where they just like purpose coaches, right? Or faith coaches. Like, if you are one of those type of coaches, then I definitely want to see you there. Or if you are a service provider, if you are someone that does branding, marketing, you are into a business around systems or operational experts, content or copywriting, consultants or advisors, or if you are in the beauty and wellness industry, definitely want to see you there too. So there's so many ideal candidates. And if you didn't hear me say your name, I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10 that you are perfect for this event. And so with this event is that I really didn't want to have you guys to be so pumped up with emotion that you had no instructions, because I think that that's what I think of when I feel like, oh, you go to a conference, right? So that's why it's a conference and a business training, because I want to combine both of those worlds where we do a lot of things that you will see within more standard conferences, and then we talk about things within business. So I wanted to kind of collide those two worlds together. And so I didn't want to just pump you up with emotions and leave you to where you're like, okay, I know that I can make six figures and I know that I can sell, but show me how to do this. I know that I can do it and that I'm ready to, but show me how. I know that I can use my voice and walk in deliverance and still step into this audacious identity. Show me what I need to do, right? And so for me is that I didn't want to have something that was so filled with cliches and that didn't give you instructions. So I can give you a cliche statement and get on the stage and give you so many cliche things, such as, like, you know, just all the things that you hear at these events, right? All these cliche statements, like, I don't want to be that. And that's not what's going to happen at this event. And so that is what's going to separate us, that this is not going to be a moment of where you have inspiration, but you don't have instructions. This is a space where you become equipped so that way you can walk away with a 12-month revenue roadmap and how you can refine your messaging, walking your authority, step into whatever it is that God has called for you to step into, and to accelerate that and to lead the movement that God is calling for you to lead, right? Like, that is really what we want to see take place. We want you to just really overcome imposter syndrome and stepping into whatever it is that God has called for you to step into. And so I am just so excited for that, because again, this is not just a regular event. This is an event for women to be audacious and to do it wildly, to do it boldly, to do it with a sense of, I don't need to look like you in the marketplace. So that's why we're calling in so many different type of industries, because not everyone is going to have the same business model. Not everyone's going to look the same, talk the same pricing. Everyone is going to be a little bit different, right? And so this event, right? So you guys know that we have an event code that you can use, and that is BOLD26, and that will allow for you to have $279 off of your ticket. So the ticket prices will increase. So I want for you guys to make sure that you go ahead and to secure your tickets, because the tickets right now, as I'm recording this episode, the general admission is $597 and the VIP is $719. And so before I end, I want to talk a little bit about the ticket pricing, so that way you can make the best decision for your investment. And so with the Audaciously Wild general admission, and something's going to be the same with the VIP also. And so within the general admission and the VIP, you get access to both days. You, within the general admission, you get a networking breakout session. You get Friday lunch and Saturday dinner. Yes, girl, we're feeding you. And we're going to, I'm jumping the gun. But we're doing Friday lunch, Sunday, Saturday dinner. We have an award ceremony and a group photography. We have, for general admission, a general tote bag and a workbook. And then you get private access to our network, where we'll do more business and marketplace and faith trainings inside of there. And then within the Audaciously Wild VIP is that you get general admission to Friday and Saturday. You have a 2-hour live Audaciously Wealthy mastermind call with implementation. You get private access to the speakers, and the speakers that we have upcoming, they're going to be so amazing. I can't wait to just announce those speakers. You get front row seating. You get a Wild and Wealthy VIP box, and then you get some Audaciously Wild merch. There's a t-shirt, hat, notebook, pen. Everything is going to be so cute, you guys. Like, I just can't believe it. Like, so cute. So both of these, so the general admission is $597. If you use a discount code BOLD26, that will take it to $318. The VIP is $719, but if you use the discount code BOLD26, you'll be able to get the VIP for $440. And so this event average pricing is around $25,000 to $3,000 with everything that we're talking about. And that's just a general admission. If you come inside for the VIP, this event will be probably priced at like $10,000 because you are having private coaching and you're doing things implement, right? We're not here just to give you more inspiration without execution and showing you exactly what you need to do. And so that is why I am super excited to have this event and to see you guys in Los Angeles, California, June 26th through June 27th. And so I hope that this podcast gave you some ideas about just the event and just some of the things that we're navigating through. I'm going to do a part two where I'm going to talk all the things about a little bit more about the branding, just so that way, if there's anything that I could speak on and give you guys more of like a roadmap, because I did have some people that was like, oh, can you know, show me exactly like, you know, how to create my own event and give me like a branding guide so that way I can stay on track, because you know, that's important too. So within the next episode, I'll have that all edited and mapped out for you guys. I'm going to do a part two, and part two was going to be branding and the marketing side of things. And I'm going to go heavy on the branding, and I'm also going to drop a link so that way you can grab the guide on that way you can create your event. Now I know ChatGPT can do this, but I feel that I want to have my own touch, because ChatGPT can't do what an audacious woman can do. Okay, period. So I want you guys to go ahead and be on the lookout for part two, where we're going to talk a little bit more about the branding, the marketing, and grab a hold of that brand document if you are planning your conference also. So I can't wait to talk to you within the next episode. Be sure to go ahead and check the show notes below, where I will attach some documents such as a free guide if you are trying to just learn more how to clarify your vision, or if you just need some Bible verses, or if you are ready to actually step into learn how to price your offers. You're going to find that within the show notes, and then also the discount code to attend the Audaciously Wild conference. You're going to find that in the show notes also. So I'm super excited to see you guys there. Be on the lookout for part two, and I'll talk to you guys soon.